This is letter number 984 from the Holy Volumes in Volume 4. And this is a letter in Yiddish, Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter in time, but because of the many occupations, I could not answer till now. Always, it's amazing to see, this is the 13th day of Nisan, it's amazing to see how if the Rebbe doesn't answer like within the next day for your letter, the Rebbe always apologizes for not answering. You know, the Rebbe wants to make sure that nobody feels bad, like the Rebbe ignores them or the Rebbe didn't, take care of them. But and the Rebbe says, in reality, you don't need my answer. In reality, because you already had an answer from my father-in-law, the Rebbe. You already had his answer. When you were here, so you already know what to do. So, just a side point, you know, some Hasidim today, if they have a question that they can't decide, they want to know certainly. So most matters, the Torah tells you what you need to do. So there's not so many, you know, open questions. A person who follows the Torah and follows the instructions of Hasidus and the Torah eliminates a lot of questions in his life because he knows already what he needs to do. But then there's sometimes questions that come up and you don't know whether you should do. Should I move? Should I not move? Is this house a good investment for me or not? Or, you know, should I marry this person or not? You know, you don't really know. You know, you have... So what we would do when the Rebbe was here, we would ask the Rebbe. We would write a note to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe would answer all kind of questions that whatever the Rebbe would answer you. He would answer you business questions. And to the extent that one time the Rebbe advised somebody about Yiddishkeit, the Rebbe said to him, well, you listen to me and when it comes to business matter, which is not my area, why won't you listen to me when I tell you to strengthen in Yiddishkeit? You know, that's my area. You know, that's my expertise. So, but in any event, but the Rebbe answered everybody in all various different areas. And what happens is that once the Rebbe is no longer physically able to answer us, so how do we, a lot of people are at a loss. They don't know how to make certain decisions in their lives. And a lot of people, what they do is, they take the Rebbe's books of the Rebbe's letters, and they write a note, like as if they would be writing to the Rebbe, and they take one of the books, there's about, you know, 40 volumes of books over there, and they put the note into one, they choose arbitrarily a volume, and they put it in. It's known, like in the olden days, you know, a rabbi has to give a drush on Shabbos. So what is he going to speak about? So, you know, so he takes a chumash, and he opens the page, and whatever the page comes, that's what he talks about. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, how do you choose then? So people would use that night. It's said about the when they arrested the Alter Rebbe, when they sent him to prison, so they send a note to Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Berditchev to pray for him, but they forgot to say the name, so they didn't know his name. So he opened up the Chumash, he said the word Shever, so it says Shneir ben Rivka. So a lot of times they use people, so people do, and it's based on the Gemara and based on other sources, that they put in a letter into one of the Rebbe's letters, and then they look at the letter to see what the Rebbe answered them and to get the Rebbe answer. So sometimes it's an obvious, like you get an obvious response. It seems like really arbitrary. Some people object to that and some people misuse it, but you know, it's like everything else, you know. So I'm not here to make decisions. Everybody should do what they think is right. But I'm just relating to you the way it works by some people. So so if the Rebbe's answer is like very clear, let's say, okay, I want to know whether I should move to a new home. And then you open up a letter, the Rebbe says, oh, I was very happy to hear that you're moving into the new home. This should be with a good and auspicious time. So that would be sort of a direct answer to your question. Sometimes you get that. When I took my son, one of my sons, I took him, first time he put on tefillin, I took him to 770. It's just more like an emotional thing to first time put on the tefillin, you know, bought in the period of tefillin, wanted to be in the Rebbe's shul, in a holy place. And so we bring him over there. So we also go to the cemetery, go to the Ohel to visit the Rebbe's resting place over there. So he was supposed to put on the tefillin, the minyan, the Rebbe's minyan, the davening is 10 o'clock, and we got up early. So I said, you know what, why don't we go before the davening? Let's go down to the Ohel, and we'll pray over there, and then we'll go to get the minyan. So I'm going down to the Ohel over there. So when you go down to the Ohel, right in the first room when you walk in, there's a non-stop video playing. They have videos of various different encounters with the Rebbe's people coming to the Rebbe's talks, the Rebbe just plays non-stop, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of just the Rebbe's there. So as we come into that place, it's an amazing thing. As soon as we walk in, on the screen, the guy comes over to the Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, I want to give you the good news that today was my first day I put on tefillin. And the Rebbe says, I want to bless you that you should continue doing it every day. Can you imagine? Beautiful. This is my son sitting there, was in it. And I picked up the phone and I called my wife. I said, you wouldn't believe what just happened. He says, you, the skeptic, you? He says, it's not me saying it, you're saying it. But in any event, so in this case, the person was putting in the note, trying to ask the Rebbe a question. But there's also a bunch of volumes of the previous Rebbe. Of letters that the previous Rebbe wrote. But this man intended to put in the note to the Rebbe, not to the previous Rebbe, but to the Rebbe. That's what he meant. But he took out the wrong volume, or he thought it was the wrong volume. He put out, and then he put in the letter. And he says, he realizes, what?
This is on the video?
No, this is not on the video. This is separate. This is what I heard. I'm just relating the story. You'll see how it ties into this, what we're reading over here. And he says, yeah, hello. So what happens is, he realizes, so he takes the note out. So he saw the Rebbe gave him an answer, whatever he found over there. But he says, no, I wasn't there. He went and he puts it in to a note of the Rebbe. And the note that the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you're asking me the question when you already asked. You got an answer from the previous Rebbe. he got an answer that you already have the answer from my father-in-law. Maybe this is the letter that we're reading now. The Rebbe's writing him that you don't really need my answer because you already got the answer from my father-in-law. Maybe this was the story that I heard. I'm not sure, but I heard that story. I heard it a long time ago. But here the Rebbe says, you don't need my answer because my father-in-law has already answered you. But let me quickly do the... In either way, I will repeat, the Rebbe says, this that we had already spoken several times. Once and for all, you need to know, the Rebbe says, that belief is not something which should remain just in your mind. It must penetrate your entire life. There is no doubt that you are a believer, that you believe. So the first thing of believing is that Hashem is the one that runs the world. And if He has the power to run with 1.5 billion people, in those days it increased, but it must have been 1.5 billion at the time in 1951, I don't know. So certainly, there's no question that also with regards to your matters, it will be fulfilled what the verse says, Ani osisi v'ani esav v'ani esbo v'amalit. I made, I will carry, I will tolerate, and I will give you an escape route. So you will escape. But we say this every day in the davening. So now, the Rebbe says, why don't you think on your own, he says. Hashem promises, Ani Ezbo V'Amalek, I am going to carry, I will give you the escape. So you are questioning whether a non-Jew from this or another land will be able to disturb Hashem to fulfill His promise. And because as a result, think on your own. So does Hashem need your worries how Hashem should run His the world and to solve all the problems. Or maybe without your worries, Hashem will also figure out a way to find an escape. He doesn't need, don't worry about it. Let Hashem worry about it. Like the guy says, when I go to sleep, I don't worry about a thing. God is up all night anyways. Let him worry about it. So he says, why? But even the daytime, don't worry about it. You don't have to tell God what to do. He'll figure it out already. At the end of the day, you have to remember that the Rebbe, my father-in-law, blessed you, and the blessing of a tzaddik will certainly become fulfilled. So therefore, your blessing will definitely be fulfilled. The only thing is, they gave you, you have two possibilities. Either till you will be able to see the fulfillment of the blessing, you are going to walk around all worried, maybe the blessing, God forbid, will not become fulfilled. And afterwards, when it is going to be fulfilled, you're going to have an additional problem. That why did you, you're going to have the additional worry. Why did you have to waste so much energy worrying in vain? What did you sit and worry about? What is the second possibility? Or you should strengthen yourself in your trust and in the belief in Hashem that He will lead in the right way and He will fulfill all the blessings that you were blessed. And afterwards, when you will see as they have been fulfilled in actuality, you will be able to say to yourself, see how I handled this well? When I didn't worry about these matters, there was nothing to second guess. This is one of the meanings of my father-in-law's blessings to you. Not only as a blessing, but also as an instruction. That you should be with joy, you should be besimcha. Because with Hashem's help, these problems, which seem to be very difficult to be solved, they will be resolved. And you have nothing what to worry about. And you can be with joy, and you can fulfill, serve God with joy. I wish you a kosher and a happy Pesach, a healthy and constant. And I await to hear from you good news very soon. And the Rebbe adds the Sicha for Pesach Toshin Gimel, which will be of interest to you.